So, you're having challenges with your kids not listening to you? Yeah, I know, right? What's happening? How come they won't listen to you? What is it that you're doing? Or what is it that you can do to actually improve this situation so they can hear you? Let's talk. Watch the whole video I got for you here, and I'm going to share with you what you can do to be able to get the attention of your kids. Hey, it's Kirk, and we're going to talk about kids, and we're going to talk about why they don't listen to you. What is going on? How come these kids won't listen to you? And how many times do you have to say the same thing over and over and over again before they finally listen to you? You're probably even counting. I've told you 10 times. You know that has no impact at all. In fact, it actually kind of calls out that you have a problem. So if you have to say it more than 3 times, you're having a struggle with a communication challenge. Counting, I've told you 20 times, I told you 10 times, it does not impress a kid, does not help them. So let's get beyond all those kind of tactics. Let's talk about why kids are not listening to you. Okay, number one, you're talking over their head. When you talk to a teenager, when you talk to a 10-year-old, a 12-year-old, you need to speak on their level. Now, what is their level? Well, you need to listen to them. You know, just like if you're going to go to another country and go speak their language, you need to listen to their language so that you can speak their language. Or you get a book or a program to learn the language of those people in that country so you can communicate with those people. A 12-year-old has different language than you as a mom or a dad. They speak a different language. A 17-year-old has different language than you. A 5-year-old has different language. You literally have a family of kids who literally are from all these different countries. The country's called 12-year-old, 5-year-old, 17-year-old, and they're all from different countries. And so what happens to parents is that they see their kids are part of their family, and then as the dad or the mom, what happens is you speak to them from adult conversations with adult energy, with adult intensity, with an adult level of trying to understand things. Remember that kids are in training. They are always in training. They're learning about life. They're not going to figure out life. You know, I'm 49. I'm 49 years old. Sheesh, 49 years old. And if I speak to my 25-year-old like he's a 49-year-old, like who I am, that's like 24 years ahead of him. There's no way he's going to understand me. I need to come down to their level and speak their language, which means I need to listen to them. How are they talking? How are they feeling? How do they explain things in their life? Doesn't that just make sense? We're going to lose the conversation with our children when we speak from our country. We need to speak their country language, right? So we listen to them, we notice how they use language, how they describe things, and also the way in which they describe things. Listen to how people talk, and you'll learn how to talk to the people. Listen to the person, you'll now learn how to talk to the person. Listen to the person. It's the only way you're going to be able to calibrate to fit their language. And until you hear me on this, you're going to be frustrated. And you're going to have unnecessary contention between you and that child. So here's my drawing, and you're talking too big. Too big, using everyday language, you know, and it's too big for the child. And what they're looking for is they're looking for the simple, just the simple conversation that literally, the blue line, is on their level. You're talking big, they need simple. They need you to simplify And the reason why you have to keep repeating yourself over and over again is because the way in which you're talking does not match that person. I have three boys, and my three different boys, I got to speak to them differently. I don't speak to them the exact same way. And I have two daughter-in-laws. I don't talk to one daughter-in-law the same way I talk to the other daughter-in-law. But Kirk, how do you remember all these different languages? It's because I care about them and I love them and I want to communicate with them. And all I got to do is start a conversation with them and listen to see where they're at. And so I can speak to them. But just remember that if you want to connect to your child, you need to speak on the level that your child is speaking. And sometimes that means physically. If your child is shorter, you either need to sit in a chair so you can get eyeball to eyeball, or you need to kneel down or lean on a counter to get to the height of your teenager, or some, you need to crawl up a ladder, right? Because they're so stinking tall. It's like, whoa, how'd you get so big? But how can you get eyeball to eyeball? If one of your kids is taller than you, then say, hey, come here, let's sit at the table for a second. I want to share something with you. And I know that doesn't work in every situation, but the idea is eyeball to eyeball, brain level to brain level. And there's something magical about, you know, being eyeball to eyeball with an 8-year-old. If you stand there looking down on an 8-year-old, you will speak from adult language. But something magical happens when you kneel down and you get to their level and you're eyeball to eyeball with an 8-year-old. What happens is you notice your voice changes. The words you use changes. The sentence structure changes. You actually calibrate to speak to an 8-year-old. Then if somebody's carrying a little tiny baby, do you walk up to that little baby and go, so how's your day? You don't say that to a baby. So you'll notice that even when you walk up to a little baby, you actually calibrate to the baby. And you don't even hardly even say any words. You just go, oh, you're so sweet. You know, you just start making all these funny little noises and googly noises. And you're calibrating yourself to the baby. And we calibrate ourselves to the 8-year-old when we kneel down in front of them. So maybe the challenge between you and your children not listening to you is you. Maybe it's you. Maybe you need to calibrate to them. And when you have multiple kids, that's quite the experience with all these conversations going on. And when you have multiple kids, what matters in the conversation is eye contact. When you're not looking at the child, you're speaking to, like, let's say you're the child I'm talking to, and I'm looking at all these other kids while I'm talking to you, you're not gonna feel like you're being spoken to. Eye contact with conversation, eye contact level, and eye contact with the conversation is gonna naturally help you calibrate to be able to be on their level so that they can hear you. And I know it takes work, but the way you've been doing it and they're not listening to you, you're gonna burn out because you keep saying it over and over again, and then you're gonna have that frustrated, intense sound in your voice. And then the kids are gonna be like, oh, mom, oh, dad, watch out for them. They're being all grumpy today. It doesn't have to be that way. We're the ones in charge of training our kids. We're in charge of training them how valuable it is to connect. Now, here's something else to think about. Usually, a parent is in charge of, you know, saying to their children, clean up your room, do the dishes, do your homework, get up, get to school. Okay, get home on time. Okay, help with the family. We're usually issuing a lot of to-do activities. And what happens to kids as they grow up is they start to label you as, oh, dad's home, we're gonna have to work. Oh, mom's home, we're gonna have to clean up the house. And they start to label you as work. And kids would rather play than work, right? We would. You know, as adults, we'd rather play than work. But what happens is if you get labeled as work, then they start to avoid you. And when they start to avoid you, they begin to avoid listening to you. And now that they're avoiding listening to you, they don't hear you. So when your kids don't listen to you, somehow they've labeled you as something down the scale. So what's happening is they are labeling you as work or the not fun zone. And so they tune you out. So maybe what you need to do is you also need to be the one in charge of playtime. Be the one in charge of family games. Be the one in charge of all the great things that can happen too. And if you're not having playtime and you're not having family get-together time and playing games and those kind of things, maybe today's a good day to start scheduling that. You might be the kind of person who says, we can't play until all the work is done. And I don't know if you've noticed, but the work, there's a lot of it. I think we go for a certain amount of time and then you play. And then you go for a certain amount of time and then you play. But if your kids have tuned you out, they've relabeled you in their mind. Go play with them. Go do something fun. Doesn't have to be expensive at all, but you can go do something fun. And your kids will hear you. You be the one who talks about play and you get on their level, they will hear you. They have ears, they have brains, and they do have attention. But it's us who needs to calibrate to them. Okay, great things, right? It's all good. Boy, you can make some great differences in your family today. And instead of trying to calibrate to every child, just pick one. You know, that's just pick one. Oh, and also, click subscribe so I can share more with you. We've got a lot of great training coming to you here over my years of being a dad and a business owner, and especially teaching thousands and thousands of people over the last 15 years. Love to share with you. Click subscribe. And also, check out this class. There's a link right here. 3-day training course called Master Your Influence. I think that'd be a great training for you to get to. Here in Salt Lake City, you'll love it. Click the link, and I'll see you on the next video.